I was never good at solving mysteries. I don't mean the kind cops solve or the ones you read about in novels or watch on television or on a movie screen. I'm not talking about the mystery of creation either, or the unseen presences that reside perhaps just the other side of the physical world. I'm talking about evil. Without capitalization, but evil all the same. The kind whose origin sociologists and psychiatrists have trouble explaining. Police officers keep secrets, not unlike soldiers who return from foreign battlefields with a syndrome that survivors of the Great War called the thousand-yard stare. I believe that the account of the apple taken from the forbidden tree is a metaphorical warning about looking too deeply into the darker potential of the human soul. The photographs of the inmates at Bergen-Belsen or Andersonville prison or the bodies in the ditch at Milay disturb us in a singular fashion because those instances of egregious human cruelty were committed for the most part by baptized Christians. At some point we closed the book containing photographs of this kind and put it away and convinced ourselves that the events were an aberration, the consequence of leaving soldiers too long in the field or letting a handful of misanthropes take control of a bureaucracy. It is not in our interest to extrapolate a larger meaning. Hitler, Nero, Ted Bundy, the bitch of Buchenwald, their deeds are not ours. But if these individuals are not like us, if they do not descend from the same gene pool and have the same DNA, then who were they, and what turned them into monsters? Every homicide cop lives with images he cannot rinse from his dreams. Every cop who has handled investigations into child abuse has seen a side of his fellow man he never discusses with anyone. Not his wife, not his colleagues, not his confessor, or his bartender. There are certain burdens you do not visit on people of goodwill. When I was in plain clothes at the NOPD, I used to deal with problems such as these in a saloon on Magazine Street, not far from the old Irish Channel. With its brass-railed bar and felt-covered bourrée tables and wood-bladed fans, it became my secular church where the Louisiana of my youth, the green-gold, mossy, oak-shaded world of Bayou Teche, was only one drink away. I would start with four fingers of Jack in a thick mug with a sweating Budweiser back, and by midnight I would be alone at the end of the bar, armed and drunk and hunched over my glass, morally